Welcome to Chapter 17. So far, we are the masters of the omega-ending verbs, verbs like luo, blepo, etc. In this chapter, we're going to introduce another type of verb that is a contract-ending verb, a verb that ends in an alpha, epsilon, or omicron, rather than an omega. There's one other set of verbs, the me verbs, that we've already seen a little bit with ami, but we'll catch those later on. But this chapter will focus on the contract verbs, alpha, epsilon, and omicron ending verbs. And when you add the endings, because they end in a vowel, there will be this, the vowels will collide and do the normal gymnastics that we're used to seeing. We'll have to become aware of how these contract verbs contract. Let's begin with the Lord's Prayer. Say the first part of the Lord's Prayer with me. Pater heimon ha en tois uranois hagias theto ta anima su. Altheto he basileia su genetheto ta thalema su. By the way, do you see the altheto there? Does that look a little bit like alethon? And genetheto, does that look a little bit like ginomai in the aorist? Sure enough. Aorist imperatives, as a matter of fact. And then say this next part of the Lord's Prayer with me. Hos en urano kai epiges, tan ar tan, he mon tan, epiusian das he means amaran. All right, let's take a look at the contract verbs now. First of all, let's define what is a contract verb. A contract verb is a verb that ends in an alpha, epsilon, or omicron, as opposed to an omega-ending verb that we've studied so far. So the vowel stems will end in the alpha, epsilon, omicron. Now here are some examples of some contract verbs. Agapao, I love. You see the connection immediately with agape, means love and is a noun form. Here is the verb form, but do you notice it ends in an a-o? That's an alpha-omega, and so the alpha is going to cause some gymnastics when we put our endings on, especially the primary endings in the present tense. Second example is poya-o. Again, you see here now an epsilon-omega, and it means I do or make. Plera-o means I fill, fulfill, or complete. And it has an omicron-omega combination. And so again, as we add the endings, particularly the primary endings, these vowels are going to have to contract with the vowels that are added in the endings. So the verbs are easy enough. The contractions will put a little excitement into these verbs. Let's get a big picture here before we jump into the particulars of how the contractions actually take place. We should note right up front that in the present and the imperfect is where most of the action of the contraction takes place. So what we're learning as far as these contractions focus largely on the present and imperfect tenses. Because there, the vowel stem ending, when it connects with the vowel of the primary ending being added, the vowels will contract together. So for example, you have agap, then you have the alpha added, then you have the amen ending added, and so what happens is the alpha and the omicron go to an omega, and you see the omega in the agapomen with the circumflex there, indicating there's been a contraction. The aorist and future usually have a sigma suffix, and so the vowel stem will lengthen prior to the suffix being added, but then that sigma consonantal ending that's there, the sa-sa everywhere, a sa-sa, that sigma will provide a barrier between the two vowels of the ending and the root form of the verb. So basically what will happen is the root stem vowel will just go long when the sigma is added. So that'll be no surprise and fairly easy. You can see that in agap, and then the alpha, sigma, and then amen being added there. And what you've got then is agapesamen. And you see how the alpha went to an eta, just lengthening before the sigma. No surprises. The aorist and future will be easy on the contract verbs. It'll be the present and the imperfect that'll do the gymnastics. But that's okay. We need some exercise anyways. here are a set of five rules that will guide us in the contractions. And there's an acrostic, FOLDS, F-O-L-D-S, that kind of can remind you of these five rules. The first rule is that likes go long. So, for example, alpha plus an alpha, when they collide, it becomes a long alpha. When epsilon and eta collide, they become an eta. And when omicron and omega collide, they become an omega. So when the two vowels collide, they go long. Except in the case of epsilon with epsilon, that becomes a diphthong, A, epsilon iota. And the omicron plus an omicron becomes an U. Now the second rule is that O overcomes. So an omicron plus an alpha becomes an omega. The O overcomes and goes long to an omega. The epsilon plus an omega becomes an omega. So, for example, agapa, when you add the omega ending, becomes agapo. The alpha plus the omega becomes an omega. O overcomes. Except in the case of the epsilon plus omega becomes an U rather than an omega, and the omicron plus an epsilon, the reverse order, becomes an U as well. So I like to say this as O-E-O-E-U. Think about that once more time. O-E-O-E-U. And that'll give us a little hint on how this O overcomes, except in the case of O-E-O-E-U. Rule number 3 has to do with the alpha, epsilon, and eta vowels. The one that comes first overcomes, and its long vowel is used. So, for example, alpha plus epsilon is the same as alpha plus eta. They both go to a long alpha. Epsilon plus eta becomes a long epsilon, which is an eta. Agapa, then, when you add eta, the alpha and the epsilon go to a long alpha. Rule number 4 has to do with diphthongs, and it says that the same vowel diphthong drops. So, for example, you've got omicron plus U simply goes to U. The omicron collides with the omicron and just simply drops. The epsilon plus A also becomes just simply A. The epsilon collides with the epsilon, the one just drops out, and you're left with A. So same vowel diphthongs, the first vowel just drops if it's the same vowel. Which leads to rule number 5, which says dissimilar vowel diphthongs contract. So, for example, you've got omicron plus A becomes oi because O overcomes. Epsilon plus oi becomes oi as well because, again, omicron overcomes, O overcomes. And thirdly, omicron plus eta with an iota subscript becomes oi as well, because again, O overcomes, the omicron overcomes and becomes oi. So all three of these favor an oi outcome. Dissimilar vowel with a diphthong contracts, the O overcoming in a lot of these cases. And here are the 5 folds contraction rule. Rule number 1, the L, likes go long, except when you've got double E goes to an A diphthong, or double omicron goes to an U diphthong. Rule number 2, O overcomes, except in O-E-O-E-U. The third rule is our F, and it's the first overcomes, going long with the alpha, epsilon, eta. Whichever one comes first, it contracts to its long vowel. Rule number 4 is our S. Same vowel plus a diphthong drops. And rule number 5, dissimilar vowels with a diphthong contract. So those are our 5 rules. Just keep them in mind. Think through folds whenever you see these forms. We're not going to memorize or chant any of these forms. I just want you to be able to recognize them, be able to deconstruct them, and know when things start bouncing around why they're bouncing around the way they are. Okay, let's take a look at some of these contract-type verbs. We'll start with agapao, the alpha-ending contract verb. We'll look at the present tense because that's where a lot of the contractions happen. So our first person is agapo. You see the circumflex over the omega, so you know there's been a contraction. And it's an alpha plus omega, O overcomes, omega wins. Second person, you love. Agapas. And so you see the alpha plus the epsilon iota diphthong becomes an alpha iota subscripting with the sigma stays on the end. Our third person, he, she, it loves, is agapa with an iota subscript once again. Again, you've got the alpha plus the epsilon iota diphthong and they contract with the iota being subscripted. So when you see that form with the alpha with the iota subscript, you're going to have to remember that that's actually a third person singular. Be a little trick there. But again, the circumflex may indicate to you that there's been a contraction. The first person plural, agapomen, you got alpha plus the omicron, O overcomes and goes long. Second person plural, you love, agapate, the alpha plus the epsilon, hitting, contracting, the alpha taking over, going long, agapata. And finally, the third person is agaposi, and this is the alpha colliding with the omicron upsilon diphthong, dissimilar diphthongs, O overcomes, goes long, and OC is the outcome. So again, watch out for the circumflexes. They'll tell you that there's been a contraction, and then you can kind of deconstruct to get back to the verb and which ending you got. Now for our epsilon ending contract verb, we'll take poieo, I do or make. I think this plays, poieo plays a role behind the word poem, believe it or not. It's a work. Poieo is our first person, I make, and the epsilon omicron, the O overcomes, circumflex indicates there's been a contraction. Second person, poies. Again, the epsilon colliding with the epsilon iota diphthong, like vowels collide and the epsilon's dropped out, but the circumflex remains to tell us that there's been a contraction. Similarly, the third person, he, she, it makes, we've got an epsilon plus an epsilon iota diphthong, the iota drops, the circumflex remains. Poiumen, we make, you've got an epsilon plus an omicron, and the OEOEU takes over, so we've got an U diphthong there. And then second person plural, we've got a double E going on. The double E goes to a diphthong, A, so it's poieta. And finally, the third person plural, poiusi, we've got the OEOEU going on again. The U just takes over, and we've got a C. So it's poiusi. Again, when you see the circumflex, you know there's been a contraction. And this one here is so regular that you really can get by without even knowing anything about the contractions because the endings look so similar to what we already have, the oase, amanete, usi. Plerao will be our omicron ending verb. It means I fulfill, fill, or complete. You see, play rho, the omicron omega collide, the omega takes over, you've got a circumflex, I fill. Second person singular, you fill, is play royce. And here you've got an omicron epsilon iota combination, and the O overcomes, resulting in that oi that's so favored. So it's ois. Third person singular, he, she, it fills, is pleroi. Again, you've got the omicron and the epsilon iota colliding, resulting in that favored oi, with the circumflex, of course. Then the first person plural, you've got plerumen, you've got the double omicron going to an u, we fill. Second person plural, you plural fill. You've got pleurute, it's the oeoeu again, and you've got the u diphthong with the circumflex staying. Pleurute. And for the third person plural, you've got pleurusi. The omicron plus the omicron upsilon diphthong, similar vowel initial hitting on the diphthong, drops out and you're just left with the u. So it's pleurusi, which seems absolutely normal, except for that circumflex telling you there's been a contraction. So these are our three verbs, our alpha verbs, agapao, our epsilon contract verbs with poieo, and our omicron ending verbs with pleurao, and these will set up hundreds of other verbs that end in this alpha, epsilon, and omicron. So we've just opened the door to hundreds of new verbs. That is exciting. Now let's look at a couple examples to illustrate these contract verbs. Ti, de, me, kaleta, kuria, kuria. Kai u poieta ha lego. And the semicolon tells you it's a question. And why do you call me kaleta, the double epsilon, and the kaleo verb hitting with the eta endings, double epsilon, going to an epsilon iota diphthong, circumflex indicating the contraction. Curia, curia. That's a double vocative, direct address. Lord, Lord, direct address vocative. Kai u poieta. And here you've got again the double epsilon hitting on poieo becoming poieta. Circumflex remaining telling you there's been a contraction. And do not do ha, that which, or what, lego, I say, question mark. Second example, ala, la lumen, theu, safian, en musterio. But we speak, la lumen, we speak from la leo, with the oeoeu going to an u when the amen is added, the circumflex telling you that the u represents a contraction. But we speak God's wisdom, or the wisdom of God, in a mystery. Mystery. Sounds like the contract verbs, which have now been demystified. Now the vocabulary for chapter 17. Our first word is a, and it means if or that. Our second word is estheo, and it means I eat. Our third word is zao, and it means I live. The fourth word is zeteo, and it means I seek. The fifth word is a, and it means or either. The sixth word is kaleo, and it means I call. The seventh word is laleo, and it means I speak or say. The eighth word is parakaleo, which means I urge or exhort. The ninth word is pleurao, and it means I fill or complete. And the tenth word is poieo, which means I do or make.